Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was answering a question from a listener questioning the appropriateness of a sermon on the right to life. Let's pick up with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
So I go on to say, your position may be honestly held. I cannot condemn you for it, especially since only God can condemn. Psalms 119:105 states, thy word is a lamp to my feet, that is, it shows me myself, and a light to my path. It shows me the direction I should go. Our intention is not to offend you, rather to proclaim God's truth. Now read Isaiah, the 59th chapter, and see the necessity in preaching the truth and against sin. Remember, they got upset with the prophets. In Isaiah chapter 30, verses 9 through 12, prophets were preaching the truth. They were preaching against sin. And we begin reading in verse 9, this is rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. Basically, that's another way of saying, don't step on my toes. Make me feel good about myself. Don't call me to repentance. Justify my life instead. So he goes in verse 11, get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon. One of the sins was sacrificing babies, by which in Manasseh's day made God so angry that baby death sent the country into 70 years of captivity, with multitudes being killed and put to death as a result of the judgment of God. Now, in nearly 50 years of preaching the word, I also heard comments against preaching on hell in church. But see the broken heart of Jesus in Matthew chapter 23, verses 37 and 38. Jesus looking over Jerusalem as he is standing there, he's given them the word and they have rejected it. And he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. Now again, my intent is not to offend you, rather to speak the truth in love. The murder of babies and the right to the life is a Bible truth. Romans 3:4 says, let God be true, but let every man a liar. Let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. And so, I thank that listener for writing us, and some may think, well, boy, she was mad at you and all that. She didn't like that about abortion. She didn't like that about the right to life. And obviously she didn't. But at least she didn't get into name calling. She didn't get into cussing and other things that they do sometimes. And so I just really appreciate, though, she did ask. And she made an effort for her belief. And I think, really, when it comes down to it, many of us as Christians need to learn to stand up for what we believe. Okay, let's go on to the next question here. This questioner says, I saw something in the Bible today about angels. I realized that in Psalms 8, man was created a little lower than the angels. But aren't the angels without a free will? They don't have a free will as we do. So can you expound on this subject? Well, I said, that is a good question. It is easy to put the angels by many on a human level of thinking instead of a spirit level. The angels must have a free will to a point, for Satan was able to get one-third of the angels to fall with him. That was a choice. God is a spirit. They are ministering spirits. We read that God's spirit can be grieved and be quenched and simply ignored in our own spirit. Angels that fell, we are told, believe and tremble when the subjects of judgment are brought up. Michael and his angels battle against Satan and his angels. One thing we have is faith. The angels have seen the Lord in all his holiness and righteousness. So they are without excuse. See, there is no need of faith because they already know him and who he is. They have been right there around him. Satan's angels pleaded with Jesus Christ not to send them to the pit before the time, rather to allow them to go into a herd of swine. By the way, even a swine committed suicide rather than to have the filth of the devil. The God we have is a spirit, that is, a spirit that is a free will. And so, we see here, Satan's angels are different. Satan's angels, they do much evil, but they know they cannot change the outcome of their eternity. A man with a free will, which we all have, his eternity can be changed by turning to Jesus Christ. And so as God, we have a spirit that has a free will. But our will is governed by faith, whereas angels have full sight and a greater light than we have. As love is a choice, we have a choice to love God by faith, whom having not seen, you love, the Bible says. Angels have a desire to look into the salvation of ours. Knowing the fall of Satan, how can God redeem us? They are interested in knowing. They know the utter awfulness of just one sin. It is higher angels that cover their eyes and say, "Holy, holy, holy." Each angel was a separate creation, whereas man procreates. Before the fall, marriage was ordained by God to symbolize the union that he wanted with man, the crown of his creation. I believe man is able to know God in an intimacy of spirit that the angels lack the capacity to know. And whereas they are ministering spirits, we are spirits that will have the ability for inner communion that they may not fully understand. That is why when we read of angels appearing to people in the Bible, they speak in a matter of fact terms only. They are not seen after the fall of Satan in Ezekiel chapter 28, singing or wearing jewelry. Christ does, and so do we. But I believe that since Satan, in Ezekiel 28, we see that he was in charge of heaven's music and of the jewelry at one time before his fall, the other angels that did not fall do not want any association with Satan. So you don't hear them sing. They always join in saying. At Christmas time, you'll hear, "Hark the herald angels sing." Well, actually, that's not true, unless it's devil's angels, okay? The angels do not sing. They join in saying. Even when we're singing in heaven, they join in saying. Now again, Jesus sang in his human body, and we sing as well, and they're singing in heaven. And that is by the saved. So those angels are not moved by jewelry. They have no meaning for them. Satan corrupts music, and of course with jewelry, have you ever heard the term? Tinseltown. Angels were able to take on human form at times, but it does not seem to be their desire, whereas the spirits under the altar in Revelation 6 seem to want to be clothed with their new body. Those were people that were slain for the word of God, humans, and their spirit is there under the altar, and they want that new glorified body. Not just the robes that they are given until they get that glorified body. In heaven, we will judge angels. I believe that that has to do with ruling over them. But that is not until we are glorified. Man was made a little lower than the angels for the trial of our faith and enduring the temptation of Satan. I believe the Lord would have, after the testing, made man in a glorified body to be like him back in that day. He would have lived the 7,000-year period before that would happen in concert with 2 Peter 3:8 after the six-day creation. One day is with the Lord is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So the Lord had the six-day creation, so 6,000 years of history, the seventh year of the millennium, and then we would have had that glorified body, but nobody would have died during that 7,000-year period. See, the difference, if man had not fallen, man would have not needed a cross. There would have been no need for a cross at all. But since each angel is a separate creation and not procreated, Jesus would have to die for every spirit, a spirit death, multitudes of times over. Now, I believe the angels do have a free will, but not in the same manner as we, for they cannot act on faith, nor are they with a body of flesh, nor a soul. Now, I may be wrong on this, but in all my Bible reading over the years, I do not ever recall angels being referred to as souls, only as spirits. The word angel means messenger. Sometimes the Bible uses the word angel for men who are preaching the word. They're messengers of God. It uses the same Greek word. So their free will would be short of the things that God has given to us. And so I hope that this helps clear up the question about angels and do they have a free will or do they not? And how did that come about? So hopefully that answers the question. And it's a blessing to them.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my